Good afternoon, Bims Co.
Yeah, hey, is Ted around?
No, he is not.
No? Is there no bigger time to catch him over there, or is that kind of just hit and miss?
No, he's out of town. I don't know.
Okay, well, in that case, my name's Kyle, calling over here at the Bank of Cardiff. Does he have anybody else over there that helps him out with financing, or is that still mostly him?
No, but we don't have, we really would be interested.
Interested in?
Other financing. We're pretty much set up on what we like to use.
Okay, of course. So you help them out with those kind of decisions then?
Yeah, let me put you on hold just a moment.
They're free sewing machine drawings. Let Metals make it a grand night for you. Are payday loans ruining your life? You have more payday loans than you're able to pay back right now? If you have one or more payday loans, listen closely. You may be eligible.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, my name's Kyle. I'm calling over here at the Bank of Cardiff. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jerry.
Oh, hey, Jerry. Are you in charge of financing over there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Just wanted to call and follow up here. I was asking for Ted, but he's out for the next couple weeks or something like that. We mailed out an offer over you guys' way a couple weeks back. Looks like it was based off some financing you did over there with commercial leasing a couple years ago. Sound familiar?
It's been several years since we've done any financing through a leasing company.
Okay, yeah, it looks like it was back in 2013 or so. But based off that relationship you were able to establish and really maintain with them, we had you pre-approved over here for some equipment and capital, so just wanted to reach out and see how business was going for you this summer.
Well, business doing fine. We're okay right now. We've done some financing that's been through the bank, but very reasonable.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. And by no means at all are we trying to step on or ruin that relationship with them. I just know in this kind of economy, it's a good thing to know a few different people that can help you out if something were to happen. Is there normally a good time of year that, or a certain time of year you look to evaluate or do those kind of things?
When we look at see if the need arises on what contracts coming in, I think we're pretty well set right now. I don't think we have anything on the horizon.
Okay. Well, no worries. You guys staying pretty busy over there this summer, it sounds like?
Yes,
Oh, nice. Right on. Okay. Have you guys been increasing sales-wise year over year?
We've been doing fine.
Okay. Well, you sound busy, so if you want, I can shoot you over an email with my info. Something pops up, you can give us a shot here, and we can try to earn your business.
Well, that'd be fine. Just shoot me an email, and if something comes up, we can talk about it. I'll call here and let you know.
Okay, definitely. And I'm sorry, what was a good email for you?
jjohnson@bemsco.com.
jjohnson@bemsco.com. And you said your name was Jeremy, right?
Pardon?
You said your name was Jeremy, right?
Jerry.
Jerry, I'm sorry, a little staticky on this end here. Okay, well, Jerry, I will shoot you over an email. After we get off the phone here, we'll just have my contact information and a summary of the offer we sent your way, and if something comes up, go ahead and reach out, and if not, I'll touch up maybe once a quarter just to see how you guys are doing over there.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
All right, Jerry, you have a good one. Good talking to you.
You